T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
All righty. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I hope you survived the great blizzard of 2020. I certainly hope that you made it through with flying colors and everything worked out okay. Made it through a period and a half of the Sabres game last night. Unfortunately, they went down to Colorado 3-2 in a game on NBC Sports. And we are, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I don't think I am exaggerating the degree to which people are talking about coronavirus. And I will tell you right off the bat that if you are a conspiracy theory person, I'm all for a good conspiracy theory unless there are facts that get in the way. And those of you who listen to the show know this. Those of you who are just tuning in don't know this. I voted for Donald Trump last time. I will be voting for Donald Trump again this time. And that's that. So that certainly has not changed. I'm still in, I guess, a little bit of shock over one of our callers in the last hour who said, oh, you know, the election is an eternity away. You can't take anything that happens seriously or happens now happens seriously. The minute you are elected to the presidency, your reelection campaign begins. The minute you're elected to Congress, your reelection campaign begins. It's a 2-year cycle. It never ends. How many people out there, if you want proof of this, how many people out there for the last 4 years have received Trump for President mailings at least every week? Raise your hand. I have. Every single week I receive and have received at least one Donald J. Trump envelope in the mail. So if you think that the people with the Trump campaign are not looking at coronavirus and its effects on the economy and the stock market seriously, I'm afraid you're wrong, because the Democrats have weaponized it and are trying to weaponize it already. So naturally, the Republicans, I would be stunned if they're not meeting, trying to figure out, well, what are we going to say? What is our strategy going to be? What is our takeaway? Now, yesterday on this radio station and elsewhere, you heard the president of the United States, and basically he was trying to preach the gospel of all is well, you know, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, silent night, holy night. All right, that might be a bit of an stretch. Yeah, I like that word. I just made that up. Might be a bit of a stretch, but basically said, we've been on top of this from day one. We've got the best people on this. Mike Pence is heading up the task force. We've got HHS on this. We've got CDC on this. Our country is number one in the world in terms of preparedness for coronavirus 19, COVID-19. So let's hear from the president of the United States. And are you buying what he's selling?
We're bringing in a specialist, very highly regarded specialist, tomorrow, who works actually at the State Department, very, very tremendously talented in doing this. I want you to understand something that shocked me when I saw it, that I spoke with Dr. Fauci on this, and I was really amazed, and I think most people are amazed to hear it. The flu in our country kills from 25,000 people to 69,000 people a year. That was shocking to me. And so far, if you look at what we have with the 15 people, and they're recovering. One is pretty sick, but hopefully will recover. But the others are in great shape. But think of that, 25,000 to 69,000. Over the last 10 years, we've lost 360,000. These are people that have died from the flu, from what we call the flu. Hey, did you get your flu shot? And that's something.
And that is the president giving you the same context that I've been trying to give you for the past 1 or 2 days, for which people have lambasted me. So I'm turning it around and asking, all right, now that it's President Trump saying it, are you buying what he's selling? You're not buying what I'm saying, even though I said the same thing. Are you buying what President Trump is selling? Now, as far as the mask situation, does CDC, now this is right from the CDC website, and I, like the president, I use the CDC as my resource on COVID-19. I do not use websites I've never heard of before. I don't use people's tweets. I don't use people's Facebook posts. I use the CDC Center because I want the same information that Donald Trump is working with from the same people with whom the president is working. Does CDC recommend the use of face masks in the community to prevent COVID-19? CDC does not recommend that people who are well wear a face mask to protect themselves from respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19. You should only wear a mask if a healthcare professional recommends it. A face mask should be used by people who have COVID-19 and are showing symptoms. This is to protect others from the risk of getting infected. The use of face masks also is crucial for health workers and other people who are taking care of someone infected with COVID-19 in close settings at home or healthcare facility. But I would go on to add on to that, that if I were taking care of somebody with COVID-19, I would want my eyes shielded. I would want my nostrils shielded. I would want my mouth shielded. I'd want complete facial protection. And I'd basically have a house swimming in alcohol-based virus-killing stuff, you know, Purell or something similar. And I'd be going through a lot of those Clorox wipes. You know, before I get on an airplane, I'd be wiping down everything with a Clorox wipe. I know people who do that anyway, even before the coronavirus broke out. And you go into a hotel room, don't forget, you wipe down the obvious surfaces in a hotel room. Don't forget the light switches. Don't forget the toilet handle. Don't forget, I mentioned light switches, the lamp switches, and the remote control of a TV. I don't think that that is being neurotic. I don't think that is being over the top. To me, that's just common sense protection. But as far as going around wearing a mask, I don't know that it's been proven that that actually is any good. I mean, I'll tell you, the biggest concern that I have over coronavirus, and again, this is always subject to change because COVID-19 is so relatively new, is that people who have been infected apparently can get reinfected. And what does that mean? That means to me, well, how could we ever have a vaccine for it then? Because the whole purpose of a vaccine is to give you, what is it, an attenuated version of what you don't want to get. But if you can get coronavirus 19 and recover from it and then become reinfected, can a vaccine really be possible? And I have to put a big question mark after that because I do not know the answer. I do not have the requisite training. And it is quite true, and I'll be the first one to tell you this, I don't know everything. And I've never claimed to know everything. Probably one of the dumbest people you'll ever hear on the radio. I say that with some pride. I've faked it for 40 years. But here is President Trump again.
But we're very, very ready for this, for anything, whether it's going to be a breakout of larger proportions or whether or not we're at that very low level. and we want to keep it that way. So we're at the low level. As they get better, we take them off the list so that we're going to be pretty soon at only five people, and we could be at just one or two people over the next short period of time. So we've had very good luck. The Johns Hopkins, I guess it is, a highly respected, great place. They did a study, comprehensive, the country's best and worst prepared for an epidemic. And the United States is now, we're rated number one. We're rated number one for being prepared. This is a list of different countries. I don't want to get in your way, especially since you do such a good job. This is a list of the different countries. United States is rated number one, most prepared. United Kingdom, Netherlands, Australia, Canada, Thailand, Sweden, Denmark, South Korea, Finland. This is a list of the best rated countries in the world by Johns Hopkins.
So the president basically echoing the things that I've been saying for the past 2 days on this show, for which people have been going absolutely crazy, calling me uninformed, telling me I need to wake up, telling me I had, well, not in so many words, but this is my little expression, reality deficit disorder. And if I am all of those things, then so is the president of the United States. So you tell me, is President Trump lying to you, or does he have his finger on the button of common sense? And one more bit of audio from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control.
Our aggressive containment strategy here in the United States has been working and is responsible for the low levels of cases that we have so far. However, we do expect more cases. And this is a good time to prepare. As you heard, it's the perfect time for businesses, healthcare systems, universities, and schools to look at their pandemic preparedness plans, dust them off, and make sure that they're ready. And we have lots more information at the CDC's website and in partnership on how to do that. But it's also a really good time for the American public to prepare and for you to know what this means for you. The coronavirus that we're talking about is a respiratory virus. It's spread in a similar way to the common cold or to influenza. It's spread through coughs and sneezes. And so those everyday sensible measures that we tell people to do every year with the flu are important here. Covering your cough, staying home when you're sick, and washing your hands. Tried and true, not very exciting measures, but really important ways that you can prevent the spread of respiratory viruses. So the trajectory of what we're looking at over the weeks and months ahead is very uncertain, but many of the steps that we have taken over the past 15 years to prepare for pandemic influenza and our experience going through the 2009 H1N1 pandemic of influenza remind us of the kinds of steps that our healthcare system, our businesses, our communities and schools may need to take. We're in this together, all of government, the public and the private sector, and the CDC wants to make sure you have the best information available every day.
And I will tell you that after what I heard last night, I expected the stock market to rally, and the market did anything but that today. It went down 1,200 points. It's like it keeps getting worse. Anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. Do you believe that the Trump administration has this in hand, or are you somebody who believes that they're trying to sell us a bill of goods? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Joe in Buffalo. Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Well, better than the 401ks.
Okay, well, I think that what's happening here is that multi-billionaire Michael Bloomberg, his associates and colleagues who have the capability of manipulating the stock market, have figured out that that's a good way to damage Trump.
So this is all because of a few rich guys trying to tank the entire market. Do they even have that capability? I mean, I know $60 billion is a lot of money, but can they do that?
I'm sure that he could throw away $10 billion. I mean, could you live on $50 billion, $40 billion, $30 billion? Yeah.
So, okay, let me just get this straight. How far down, if your theory is correct, why do it 8 months before the election? Why not do it 2 months before the election?
Well, I can't give you an answer to that, but I can tell you that he's probably working with Pelosi and Schumer, who he's telling them, you get on one end and keep badgering Trump about this virus, and I'll work on the stock market on my end.
So how about the Republican multi-billionaires who like Donald Trump? Are they sitting this one out, or are they not part of it? How does this work?
Who's that?
The Republican billionaires.
Well, I don't know. There's enough rhinos in there that they're probably helping them out. Who knows?
Okay, so they're basically they're selling their stuff off, taking the cash, and they're basically trying to pave the way for a Bernie Sanders presidency. I'm just trying to understand the theory.
Bernie, it may end up Bloomberg.
No, I would doubt that. I mean, anything can happen. You could be right, but the indications are that it'll probably be Bernie Sanders, barring something dramatic.
Well, all I know is that guy has the capability of manipulating the stock market.
But again, if he's got that capability, then the rich people who support Donald Trump would have an equal opportunity to go in on a buying frenzy and pick up some bargains, right?
Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe they're losing money and panicking like, everybody else is. Who knows?
Well, I mean, that would certainly leave a paper trail, which would be investigated by the SEC. At least we know Chris Collins is not involved in that. So that's, so we got that going for us. All right. We are at 526 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So if you're just joining us, last night the president had a news conference at which he basically said, and I'll paraphrase here, the overarching theme was, we've got this, there's no reason for panic, and gave us numbers as to why there is no reason for panic. And my question is, are you believing what the president has to say? Or do you not believe what the president has to say? And the president echoed, by the way, a lot of themes that I've been trying to get through over the past couple of days of this program. And the woman from the CDC also compared the means of transmission of COVID-19, coronavirus-19, the Wuhan virus, with the means through which the flu or the common cold are transmitted. And like I said earlier, just a few minutes ago, the thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That I find the biggest concern to me is you can catch this and you can be cleared of it and you can catch it again. And I don't know, maybe we have epidemiologists or physicians listening, but if you can become reinfected with the same virus, does that not give you a problem in coming up with a vaccine for a virus? Because ordinary vaccine theory wouldn't seem to work, would it? There's a question mark at the end. Sorry, I found myself mesmerized by the melodic sounds of Neil Young. All right, it is 5:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. The mask. Oh, by the way, the mask that the CDC talks about, but you're probably not going to be able to find one, is N95. I think I said N75, N95, but good luck tracking one down. And then there's all kinds of varieties, it looks like, of these N95 masks. So, but again, even these surgical masks that people are trying to track down, good luck tracking one down. And if you do track one down, basically, what they want is your firstborn, your eye teeth, and every dollar you own in order to place your order. So good luck with that. So you heard the president yesterday right here on this radio station, and you saw the reaction to what the president had to say as the stocks took a nasty tumble again today, down almost 1,200 points. And, you know, these pocketbook issues, do not underestimate them. Let's go to Harry in Gettysville on WBEN.
Yeah, thanks for Donovan before.
Hurdy-gurdy, man. I was going to do Atlantis, but it wasn't going to fit.
Oh, man, it was so good. And just you saying Atlantis makes it go in my head after the call.
I'm happy to hear I can have that kind of negative influence on you as well.
Oh, it's great influence. But you know, he's done all he can. I think when he was giving that conference press whatever, you know, I felt I was in the room with him, and he was looking right at me, and we both had a shared understanding of it, and I smiled into the screen. I'm wondering if that the Kissinger Nixon visit to China, it was all good then and for a while, but if that country can't get a hold on the hygiene of what they're doing over there. Already I think Apple is diversifying. They're taking some of their operations over to Taiwan. And so I hope I don't think they'll be able to, but I'd like them to just get out of there and then do what they all, whatever company that's over there. But it's unrealistic.
Well, anybody who's making enough widgets and gadgets, obviously it makes sense for those people to diversify their manufacturing facilities and spread them out over the globe.
Absolutely.
And, of course, make sure you hire people ever cheaper.
And one more thing, Tom. The Democrats are taking shots like Smirky Schumer and that idiot Pelosi. Do they come back with ideas of their own? He shouldn't. What's he talking about? Listen to his remedy. We think it should be. No, they just take a shot, but I got to say, I love all the callers got a lot of takes on it and yourself. And so that's my take. I mean, I believe them. And the only guy who's going to get us through it and back on board is Donald Trump. And that's the way it is.
All right. I am glad you called. Thank you very much. And by the way, Franklin Roosevelt, back during the darkest days of the Depression, why did he have the so-called fireside chats, the radio addresses? Why did he do that? He did it for many, many reasons, not the least of which was to try to be basically America's father or America's uncle. And here's a guy who in his inaugural said the famous words, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." And in a situation like this with coronavirus, I don't know, seems to me the absolute worst thing anybody can do is panic. I did not get a sense of panic from that news conference last night from the president. The Associated Press, I started off the show actually by reading an article from the Associated Press, basically Maybe I'll have a chance to re-get into it all over again coming up. But here's Bill in West Falls. Bill, before we get into the topic at hand, how much snow did you get?
About a foot or so. Not a real lot.
I love it. A foot or so. Not a lot. Good for you.
Not as bad as they said it was going to. You know, you thought the world was coming to an end the way they were predicting it, but that's besides the point.
Well, and also, it is February, and it is Western New York, and it does snow.
And it's winter. Yeah. You know, you live out here, you got to expect it.
Yeah. What do you have, a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Now, what's on your mind as far as this coronavirus?
Well, basically, you know, the market was due for a correction. Anybody that's in the market should know that. You know, it was overdue for a correction. You know, and everybody drops down and the sky's falling, you know, Chicken Little. And what's Trump? Trump did a good job. You know, he reassured the nation it wasn't a problem. I think Democrats are saying, you know, he didn't go far enough. Well, didn't go far enough. Maybe he should just shut down the borders, you know, not let anybody in.
Yeah, that's come up before. If Chuck Schumer takes this and Nancy Pelosi takes this so seriously, completely close down the borders. And by the way, let's stop all immigration from everywhere. I mean, if you really want to shut the country down, we'll start off by doing that. Now, as far as the stock market and the correction, the only problem with that is repeatedly at his rallies, the president has cited the stock market as tangible evidence of the success of his economic policies. And unfortunately, that's a sword that you can both live on and die on.
Yeah, but still, there's always got to be a correction when it gets over there. There's going to be bargain hunters out in the next few days, and it's going to go back up again.
But is this a classic correction, or is this the beginning of something far worse as a trend?
Nah, I think it's a classic correction because it was overdue for a correction. It's got to correct itself. It was way too high for what it was, and you know, it's got to correct itself. And you'll see the bargain hunters out. You know, people want to make money, and they're going to be out bargain hunting the next few days. You're going to see the market go back up, at least level off.
I hope you're right. I keep waiting for that. Were you at all surprised that after the news conference yesterday, it had its worst day?
Yeah, not really. It's, you know, they're looking for an excuse just to correct it. That was their excuse. It was time for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, we've certainly heard that theory that this is a correction, but I'm not sure. I'm not Elon Musk. I'm not a time traveler. I can't see into the future. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Elon Musk bears an uncanny resemblance to World War I aviator, and people are accusing him because he's such a visionary future seer of being a time traveler. And he's playing along with the joke, which is kind of funny. I enjoy that. But he's got to watch his weight a little bit. He looks a little chunky in the face. And all of his billions of dollars aren't going to do a lot of good if Mr. Hart clogs up. Let's go to Gene in, let's see, actually, no, he's not next. Paul in Amherst is next. Paul, you are on WBEN.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Do I sound a little bit clearer than I did than the other day when I was using my phone from Sports Illustrated?
Yes, you do. Congratulations on advancing your technological know-how.
Well, I'm using a mobile phone, but I'm using the speaker. So
that's shocking. You sound shockingly good, but go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. So, you know, I've been bopping the idea around during your show of looking up but due to other reasons, I was unable to do it until late. So this is kind of not as organized as I'd want it to be, but I was hoping to find out how the, SARS in 2002, the first SARS case in China was November of 2002. And I was trying to look at stock market charts to compare. But I didn't really get as far as I wanted to. It looks like it dipped down a little bit late in 2002. I don't know if that was the reason, but I was just thinking maybe somebody, you know, I'm no expert. I was just doing it, trying to find out on my shooting from the hip here. But
well, you look, I mean, if you're really interested in it, you can go back and you can look at the stock market and you can see if there's a correlating drop for any number of various apocalyptic things we've been hearing about in our lifetimes: mad cow disease, Ebola, AIDS, HIV, Should I stop now or should I continue? SARS, as you mentioned, I already did mad cow disease.
Okay, yeah, well, exactly, and that's what I got. I was just curious about that, and you know, to see if there was, and to compare it to if this is like anything different than has happened before. And
don't forget bird flu.
Yeah, and if it's not, then you know, then it's. I don't see why anybody wouldn't consider a dip right now in the stock market, plus maybe a little bit of correction, but. You know, but we got to keep in mind it was at record heights too. So it's not as if it's kind of like when somebody bids a job, they expect to get earn $2 million, and they can pay all their bills if they earn $1.5 million, and then they feel like they lost $500 million. But you know, people have more than what they had in 2016.
Yeah, but people don't see it that way. People are going to say, wait a minute, last month my account was worth $70,000 and right now it's worth $48,000? Damn Trump.
That's why you hear all the time with the stock market, if you're going to be in there with volatile stocks, you have to be able to keep them for a certain period of time.
Right, but again, do not, I mean, I hate to be the one to say this, but do not ignore history and do not forget that pocketbook issues are really important to people. And, you know, you start looking at people's retirement accounts and that is a big measure in how healthy they may or may not view the economy.
I think it'll bounce back.
It always bounces back. The question is, to what level is it going to bounce back and when is it going to do it?
Well, I believe it'll all work out.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. I mean, typically everything works out. I mean, this coronavirus is going to work out. I've been saying since Monday, the morning will come. And again, the worst thing anybody can do in a situation, anything like this, is freak out or panic. And the question is, were you reassured by President Trump and the vice president and the CDC people and the HHS people yesterday? Or do you think they were trying to sell you a bill of goods? And the early indication from the titans of Wall Street is they were not exactly reassured, if today's result on Wall Street is any indication of that. Oh, yeah. So I took my jacket in, my heavy winter jacket. I took it in to have the zipper repaired, and they gave me a left-handed zipper. I can't work with a left-handed zipper. I'm ambidextrous only to a point. So when did I take it in for repair? During this storm, leaving me with a thin winter coat to wear. So I'm trying to be as inside as possible. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Gene in Williamsville. Gene, you're on.
Good evening, Tom. Just two things. Number one, Dr. Pinsky, who is one of the medical experts for one of the major networks, came on today and said that the media is overblowing this coronavirus thing and they need to tone it down. So he was kind of in line with what Trump said last night. And secondly...
And with what I've been trying to say the past 2 days that people have been giving me all kinds of hell for?
No. And the other thing, the market runs on news. Right now, the news is the coronavirus. So it's having a negative outlook on this. This will pass. I think it's going to pass. It might take a couple of weeks. But also, more people die from the flu than have died from this coronavirus.
Yep. I've been trying to point that out since Monday or Tuesday.
Well, hopefully people will smarten up.
What do you think? I'm just kind of curious. What do you think is going to happen with this coronavirus as the weeks go on?
Well, number one, I think as the weather changes, although it's gotten bad the last few days, we're going to find, just as we do with the flu virus, that it's going to diminish as time goes on. And hopefully it won't get to really be out of hand before that happens.
Okay, now here's just one more question I have for you. I've always wanted to go to Italy. Let's just say you also wanted to go to Italy. And somebody offered you a free trip to Italy right now. Given the cluster of cases in Italy, would you go?
I'm going to Italy. Because you know what? Who knows what tomorrow holds? And I'm a firm believer, if it's your time, it's your time, no matter what's going on.
You know what? I think there's a lot to be said for that. I truly do.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, you know, we all have a rendezvous. We all have an appointment one time or another. I mean, I don't see any reason to raise your risks. Like Phil, who jumped off the tower in Las Vegas and bungee jumped past a restaurant in Vegas. I would have paid to see Phil do that. But, you know, Phil keeps losing weight, man. He turns sideways, and I lost sight of him before. You're down almost 20 pounds since December. Good for you, Phil. I'm very, very proud of you. It's tough to lose weight. It's not easy.
Nah, it's almost as hard as quitting smoking.
Especially working here. Because how many days go by where you walk in the bistro and some idiot doesn't put out a platter of cookies or wings or pizza or something like that?
There was like 100 punchkies here the other day.
Yeah. I walked by each and every one of them. I was so tempted today to get a small circular ball-shaped donut. But I resisted the urge when I found out that my cup of coffee had increased in price. Yeah, my cup of coffee had increased. I was not pleased.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.